Hey, fancy seeing you here at this bar.
Yeah, the only bar in town. What are you drinking? Ooh, that sounds refreshing. Is anyone sitting beside you? May I join you? Thank you. I was gonna do it anyway, but I figured I'd ask, right? Oh, barkeep. May I please have some tea with lemon and whiskey? Yeah, and could you put the drink my friend is having on my tab? Thank you. Look, I know we're at a bar, and I don't mean to be a stereotype, but you look really good tonight. Yeah, did you get new armor? I'm not just saying that. Trust me, you'll realize that in a second. But I wanted to tell you that I think you kind of always look really good. What? You're looking at me. Is there something on my face? I just came back from a bath in my room, so there can't be anything. Oh yeah, I needed it after that last bounty. Yeah, I saw you getting the reward for your last kill. I'm just so jealous of you. But I wanted to congratulate you. That vampire couldn't have been easy to take down. Why am I jealous? Well, I wish I could do that. I'm not skilled enough yet. Vampires are way too tough for me. They move so fast. You know, we got started around the same time as bounty hunters, but you keep pulling ahead and I can't seem to close the gap, you know? Thank you, but you don't have to make me feel better. Yeah, that's my job. In fact, I already know what I'm going to do about it. About how I'm feeling. Yeah, it's been rough lately. The jealousy. I've been thinking about you a lot, and dealing with these feelings of not measuring up. But I have a master plan. I've been working on it for weeks, actually. And sharing a drink with you is the first step. Oh, come on. Can you humor me? I'd love to see you look scared. Just this one time. I sat down and told you that it was all part of my master plan. No. Ugh, you're so stoic. Like some kind of beautiful statue. All right. I finished my tea, so I guess there's no time like the present. I'm going to begin my plan. Wish me luck, okay? Here it goes. Ladies, gentlemen, and distinguished persons of this tavern. Oh, it'd be so much easier to get their attention if I could talk louder. Ahem. Yes, my name is Osei the Swift, and I am challenging my rival to a duel. Yes, you there in the back with your hand up. You have a question? My rival is the person on the bar stool beside me, yes. Thank you for asking. Okay, next question. You there by the window? Will I pay for the cup that I broke? Yes. Yes, I will. And now I feel bad for breaking it. Thank you for holding me accountable. I will do better in the future. So, the crowd is waiting. What's your answer going to be? Sorry for putting you on the spot. I just really wanted to pressure you into accepting. But I also wanted to ask you normally. At least as normally as I can, given the circumstances. Will you please duel me? You will? Thank you. Oh, this is great. It's all going according to plan. I'm pleased to announce they have accepted my challenge. It's not going to be the duel of the century, or even the duel of the week, but I think it will still be fun to watch. We're going to meet outside of the inn tomorrow at first light. We'll be using blunted weapons, and the first person to fall to the ground loses. Maybe this is an opportunity for gambling. Who do you think is going to win? Thank you. Please go back to your chairs and your revelry. I really like that word, but it's hard to say. Revelry. Public speaking makes me nervous. How are you feeling? Ah, well, I'm going to pretend that you're afraid of me. Oh, and that reminds me, I have two questions for you that I've been thinking about for a while. You're really good at what you do, and I was just wondering, do you think you need to be delusional to be successful? I've just been thinking about it a lot. It just seems to me like the people that are doing really well have so much confidence. I don't really know how you tap into that. Is it delusion? And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, I'm trying it out. Oh, I see. Thank you. I knew you'd have something great to say about that. And my second question? I don't mean to intimidate you or anything, but if I win this duel, will you please let me take you out on a date? You will? Oh, thank you. I didn't even have to tell you how great of a date it was going to be. Well, I'm gonna make us a picnic. You'll love it. But we can't just skip the duel and go to the date. I really need this. It's very important for me. Yeah, it's part of my master plan. Did you just kiss my hand? Hey, you can't play head games with me, okay? I have a master plan, and I'm going to follow through. I've been dreaming of having you on your back for a month. Oh, that didn't come out how I wanted it to. Excuse me, I need to prepare, but I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, good morning. Do you need to stretch before we begin? Wow, you're really prepared. The crowd is actually pretty big. I'm ready if you are then. Okay, here I come. En garde. Expecting to see you when I woke up. Actually, I wasn't expecting to get knocked out. Did you bring me back to my room and put me in my bed? Thank you. That's very gallant. I didn't last long, did I? Wow. I was so sure I just had to push myself more and get out of my comfort zone, you know? Do something that scared me and just believe in myself. Is that what you did? You know, to become so good at what you do? You're always so unaffected. It's like there's ice in your heart, but in a good way. I wanted to see if a crowd would change that. And yeah, I really wanted to go on a date with you. But I guess that's not happening. Why didn't I just ask you out? I thought you wouldn't want to date anyone who couldn't beat you in a duel. I don't know why I thought that. It would really limit your dating pool. I guess I just assumed. Oh, my ribs. You got me good. Thank you. Oh, when you rub it, it feels so much better. I really appreciate how you ended the duel quickly. I would have a lot more bruises if you toyed with me. Oh. Wait. A date? Since you beat me? Really? Like, really, really? Yeah. I mean, yes, I would really like that. I've been admiring you for so long. Not just your work, but who you are as a person. Yeah, I heard all about how you saved those fishermen during a flash flood. There was no bounty, no reward, but you still got them all to safety. And I was so proud when I heard that, even though we weren't close. I was just... Yeah, of course they would do that. Even though you have ice in your veins. Yeah. You just have this quality about you that makes people want to trust you. I mean, I want to trust you. It's really special. I wonder if that's why I covet you. I don't want to be too forward, but can we have our date right now? We could just hold each other in bed and... Yeah, we could just snuggle up if that sounds like a good date to you. Really? Yes. This is like the third time you've said yes to me. Come on in. Yeah. Get nice and cozy. Perfect. Here, let me give you a kiss. This is the best date ever.